House bills for introduction. Yesterday, I think, was a world record pace. We had 38. And I think every member who has a bill introduced has at least got one or two up. And we're going to continue to try to work them all, frankly, and get them out to our committees. And so with that, again, we're honored to have Father August here from Cheyenne St. Mary's. So if you please stand for the prayer.
I move to the top of the list. First of all, let's just kind of pause for a few seconds. Remember the shooting victims yesterday in Florida. This is a quote from Mother Teresa. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. This legislative body is made up of different political parties with different ideas, values, and policies. The common ground is that we are all human beings and we serve the people of Wyoming. May this legislative body never forget that they do belong to each other, even with your differences. May the Lord bless the people in Florida. May the Lord bless our humanity. Amen.
Okay, members, we're so excited to get started. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Convening roll call for the fourth day, February 15th, 2018. Allen. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman. Here. I'll get with. Blackburn. Blake. Bovee. Brown. Burkhart. Bird. Clausen. Clem. Connolly. Connolly? Court. Crank. Dayton. Edwards. Eklund. Ayer. Flitner. Freeman. Furphy. Guru. Gray. Greer. Excused. Haley. Hallinan. Halverson. Henderson. Hunt. Jennings. Kinner. Kirkbride. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lone. Laux. McGuire, Madden, Miller, Nicholas, Northrup, Obermuller, Obermuller, Olson, Paxton, Pelkey, Piperinen, Ponell, Salazar, Schwartz, Simpson, Summers, Steinmetz, Stith, Sweeney, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer, Mr. Speaker. We have 59 present, one excused.
Next order of business, our Journal Committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 14th, 2018 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Guru and Representative Gray.
Reports from standing committees. And while we're getting ready for that, is our doctor of the day here? Is she here? Kim Westbrook. She's related to one of our members. How about our nurse of the day? Tracy, are you here? Okay, we'll catch up with them later. Okay. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 8, stocking revisions, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 12, speeding fines amendments, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 26, post-conviction relief, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 35, Motor Club Services Updates, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 18, non-resident employer bonding, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number five, Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 65, Design, Build, Construction, respectfully reports same back to the House that the recommendation do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blake, Clausen, Henderson, Hunt, and Larson. Noes, Representatives Gray, Haley, Simpson, and Steinmetz. Signed, Representative Hunt, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 66, Purchase of Water Rights and Facilities, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blake, Clausen, Gray, Haley, Henderson, Hunt, Larson, Simpson, and Steinmetz. Signed, Representative Hunt, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 77, In-Stream Flow Consultant, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blake, Clausen, Gray, Haley, Henderson, Hunt, Larson, Simpson, and Steinmetz. Signed, Representative Hunt, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 10, Workers' Compensation, Extraterritorial Reciprocity, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass, with the following amendments. Ayes, Representatives Barlow, Clem, Dayton, Garrew, Hallinan, Halverson, Lone, McGuire, and Sweeney. Signed, Representative Barlow, Chairman.
Where is he? Chairman Barlow, I think, is there a bill, House Bill 10, that needs a re-referral?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'd like to re-refer House Bill 10 to your committee number 2. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. House Bill 10 has been re-referred to committee number 2, Appropriations. Just checking on our doctor of the day. Let me get my glasses on. She is here. I'd like you to welcome a Wyoming girl. Don't hold it against her, a niece of Chairman Nicholas, and a doctor, product of the WAMI program, a Laramie High School girl back living the American dream in Laramie, Wyoming, raising her kids. Welcome to the house. Dr. Westbrook, thank you for being here. We really appreciate your service to the legislature. Thank you. Okay, no nurse yet of the day. Okay, Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to re-refer House Bill 77 and 66 to Committee Number 2, Appropriations.
House Bill 77 and 66 have been re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to turn all your attention, if I could, to the fishbowl. We've got three very special people here. We have Jim Stith, a science teacher from Newcastle High School. Jim has taught in Castle for 6 years. He's presented at several conferences, including the NSTA National Conferences, and has mentored many students to earn spots in competitions in national science venues. Amy Castle is a high school math teacher who currently teaches at East High School and is actually my, I think, 10th grade teacher, so I'm sorry. She is a national board certified teacher and provides support to current candidates. Amy has taught for 24 years. And Joe Myers, in his 25th year of teaching, nationally board certified, and currently teaches in Lander Valley High School. Hey.
Well, welcome to the House. We appreciate your service to the young people of our state. Anyone else? Privilege of the floor.
He's ignoring me.
Oh, Representative, sorry. Representative Flintner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege. I would like to introduce one of our Wyoming peace officers. Back in the gallery is our Sheriff of Bighorn County, Ken Blackburn. Glad to have you here.
Welcome to the house, Sheriff. Glad to have you here. Okay, any other privilege of the floor? Okay, we're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 157. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 157, introduced by Representative Bovee.
First reading of the bill.
Healthcare Providers, Sexual Assault Protections, 2, sponsored by Representative Bovee.
Representative Bovee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 157 and ask for your favorable introduction. This bill is not in response to the Me Too movement. Rather, it's in response to the recent conviction of a doctor in our state who was found guilty of sexually assaulting his patients. This is not the first time that something like this has happened in the state. Actually, there's been two or three over the last several years. This bill may not stop this kind of thing from ever happening again, but it should provide some protections. So briefly, the way the bill works is on page 2, healthcare provider is added to the list of people that are considered in a position of authority. And then also healthcare provider is defined at the bottom of that page. Page 3 describes sexual assault in the second degree as it applies to healthcare providers. On page 4, healthcare providers who have pled guilty or nolo contendere to or have been convicted of a punishable offense are not eligible to have their records expunged. And then the next page addresses further causes for the nursing board to refuse to renew or issue a license. And then finally on page six requires each licensing board, that's a hard word, of a health care group to review existing rules related to standard of care and the use of chaperones to ensure patient protection. And then the boards will be asked to promulgate new rules or amend existing rules based on those reviews. And those rules should not only protect patients, but also protect the healthcare providers as well. And I think it's important that I admit that this is not a product of my own brilliance, but actually I worked with two other fine representatives that are in this room, along with one of the victims of the doctor that I mentioned, as well as a representative from the medical board and the medical society.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone opposed to this bill? 2 minutes. Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 157, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
Aye.
Gray. Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Halverson.
No. Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Hunt.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar. No. Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Hunt. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 52 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members of the House, House Bill 157 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 14. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 14, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
First reading of the bill.
Municipal Jurisdiction, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move introduction of House Bill 14 and ask for an introductory positive vote. Members, I know you're getting a lot of emails on both House Bill 13, which will come up here in a bit, and House Bill 14. This is more the let's all play in the sandbox nicely together bill. Let me talk about both of these bills together, though, because they both deal with extraterritorial jurisdiction of a municipality and basically how much power that municipality has out in the county at various levels, should it be half a mile, 5 miles. What we're seeing right now is if things want to happen, especially around larger communities in the county area outside the city limits, the city does have some control and some say on what can happen in the county. And so, you know, sometimes we have cooperative planning agreements and those type of things. But there's been some complaints, especially from the county commissioners and people who live in the county, that the city has too much authority and can exercise too much control over them. So what this does is really try to put in place a cooperative. You'll see on page 2 and 3 that we're kind of setting up a new process on just getting along and when counties can agree that the city does have some powers outside the city limits. But it really stops the city from always being able to say you can't have any development in the county without the city's permission. And so that's really what this bill does, is saying everybody comes to the table, everybody gets a voice, nobody can arbitrarily nullify, you know, a planning action within half mile or 5 miles of the county. And I would ask for your favorable consideration, but be happy to answer questions.
Opposition? Opposition to the bill? Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. It's a question, and that is, if a county has a comprehensive plan, what specifically does that, in the little bit of 30 seconds you can do, what is that, what is the kind of the comprehensive plan have to do, the county comprehensive plan, what does that whole piece do in 30 seconds?
Further opposition? Further opposition? Still time? Seeing none, your 30-second rebuttal.
Yep.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you look on page 4 at the bottom, sir, line 20 through 24, this talks about how when you have an officially adopted comprehensive plan elsewhere in statute in Title 18, that if you have a cooperative agreement on these, you're not facing the same situation that we're running into in counties that don't have these. So we're actually trying to encourage people to have comprehensive plans where the city and the county get along and everybody comes to the table. But in circumstances where that doesn't exist now or people don't believe it exists, this sets out the way that that other counties and cities play nice together outside of having nice comprehensive plans.
Thank you. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 14, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird. No. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton. No. Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stiff.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. Excused. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Salazar, no to aye. Bird, no to aye. Further changes? Mr. Speaker, aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 14 has been introduced and assigned to Committee number 7. The next bill for our...
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Blackburn.
Privilege of the floor, sir.
Please proceed.
Members, I direct your attention to the fishbowl. We have some guests from Jessup School here in Cheyenne, fifth grade class, Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Butterfield. Stand up, kids.
Okay, welcome to the house, Jessup Elementary, all fifth graders. And we've got a group of fifth graders here from county number one. You know, one on our license plates. And number one in your heart. These kids are from Fort Casper Academy. It's a back to basics public school in Casper. And they have three groups of fifth graders here. Now, folks, who it's been a while since some of you have been in school, but remember your fourth grade Wyoming history. And you know, and now in fifth grade they start doing the Constitution, the three branches of government, the separation of power. They're talking about, you know, British kings and monarchy, and now they're talking about the separation of power, of course, which is so wisely vested so much in the House of Representatives here at the state of Wyoming. But so, kids, and I would remind members that this is these bus trips are reimbursed. And so these kids can come down and learn part of the whole learning process. And so these fifth graders, their teachers are Mr. Tetterud, Miss Kellick, and Miss Bunce. So you Casper Chargers, please stand up and welcome to the house. They were on the road at 6 this morning, so appreciate your dedication. And parents who are chaperoning, and all you kids from Jessup and Fort Casper. So it's all good stuff. Appreciate you being here and learning about our great state. Mr. Majority Whip Summers. Are we on this bill? Is that what you're waiting for?
Mr. Speaker, I'm just waiting for the bill.
Okay, you're ready. Okay, the next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 5. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Joint Resolution 5, introduced by Representative Summers.
First reading of the bill.
Yellowstone Wildlife Conservation Fee, sponsored by Representative Summers.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I move House Joint Resolution 5 and ask for your favorable introduction. Members of the 64th, in 2017, there were 4.1 million visitors to Yellowstone National Park. Our nation's first national park is rich in wildlife, which attracts these visitors each year. The wildlife in Yellowstone National Park migrate throughout the year within and outside the boundaries of the park that expands across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. These states are financially responsible for managing their wildlife, protecting wildlife migration corridors and habitats, resolving conflicts with wolves and grizzly bears, reducing wildlife vehicle collisions, mitigating impacts of disease that from the wildlife that migrate to and from Yellowstone National Park. This resolution would request the United States Secretary of Interior and the Director of National Park Service enter into an agreement with the states of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho to impose a wildlife conservation fee in Yellowstone National Park to help the states support the wildlife management priorities and challenges I have mentioned. Why wouldn't we ask the visitors of Yellowstone that love to view wolves and grizzlies to help cover the cost of the conflicts that these species present to the citizens of Wyoming as they move outside the park?
Some of these impact costs to Wyoming include highway crashes involving the loss of 144 moose, 792 elk, 1,600 and almost 70 pronghorn, 2,700 white-tailed deer, and a staggering 17,608 mule deer. There are also other impact costs, including wildlife proofing highway fences, 17,000 elk on 22 elk feed grounds to keep those elk off the highway. Please support.
Okay, anyone in opposition to the bill? Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder about imposing yet another fee in our national parks that are already seeing fee increases of up to 300%. I don't know how I'm going to vote on this yet. This is a tough one for me. But a coach now will cost $1,200 to go into Yellowstone. And adding another fee on top of that, I'm struggling with this. Can you give me any idea of what the fee would look like, a dollar amount?
Okay, anyone else in opposition to the bill? We have a little bit of time left. Seeing none, we'll go to the 30-second response. Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, that's a good point, and I think it's just to start a conversation. Maybe it's a carve-out of that additional increase. I can't imagine more than a $5 fee. $5 fee would generate $20 million. So it's just to start a conversation to see if we can get this done.
Thank you. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Joint Resolution 5, Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Aye. Brown. Aye. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Aye. Bird. Aye. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Aye. Clem. Aye. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Aye. Court. Aye. Aye. Crank. Aye. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Aye. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Aye. Guru. Aye. Gray. No. No. Greer excused. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. No. No. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. No. Jennings. No. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. No. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. No. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. No. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. No. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. No. Stith. No. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. No. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 42 aye, 17 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Joint Resolution 5 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 145. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 145, introduced by Representative Clem.
First reading of the bill.
Pharmaceutical manufacturers, promotion of off-label use, sponsored by Representative Clem.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill 145 and ask for your favorable introduction vote. So, members, what this is and what this deals with is medications that have an off-label use. So many medications out there have some kind of off-label use. The problem right now is that there's a gag order that prevents pharmaceutical manufacturers to speak with licensed physicians about what those off-label uses are. And so what this bill seeks to do is remove that gag order. So in sum, and I'm just going to read from page 2 of the bill, it's a narrow definition, and what we're talking about is truthful promotion. And truthful promotion means the sharing between a pharmaceutical manufacturer and a licensed professional who can prescribe medication within a professional scope of practice of information that is not misleading, not contrary to fact, and consistent with generally accepted scientific principles. What this bill does not do, it does not allow pharmaceutical manufacturers to then advertise on television or to the general public saying, hey, here's a medication and it's off-label use. Why is this needed? Well, very simply, what it does is it gives the physician knowledge about what medications are out there as far as off-label uses for those medications. This bill does not require a licensed professional to prescribe any of those medications, nor does it require a insurance carrier to pay for the that medication for off-label use. What it simply does is allow a pharmaceutical manufacturer to talk to a doctor about what those off-label uses are for those medications. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I would stand for any questions.
Okay, is anyone opposed to this bill? Yes. Representative Wilson, gotcha.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know if I'm opposed or not, but I do have a technical question, and I just apologize. I haven't really had a chance to delve into the bill. Would the off-label uses have to have gone through clinical trials, or would these off-label uses just be ones that kind of turned up on a lucky outcome from somebody? Could you just clarify for me what the clinical evaluation for the off-label use would be?
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem. And just to pile on with that one, that phrase truthful promotion, I'm curious, what does that mean? I'm very concerned about consumer protection and not clear that truthful promotion would give that to us.
Anyone else to speak opposing the bill? Seeing none, Representative Clem, your 30-second rebuttal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the short time, I would just say it's included in these definitions. We go into definitions. We talk about what misbranding is, which is part of this, what off-label use is as well, which addresses some of these questions here. With that, I would ask for your introductory vote. We can debate this more on the floor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 145. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton. No. Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner. Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 53 aye, 6 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 145 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 13. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 13, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
First reading the bill.
Municipal Extraterritorial Jurisdiction, Repeal, sponsored by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman Speaker. Zwanitzer. I move House Bill 13 and would ask for your favorable consideration. What this bill does is repeal a city or municipality's authority to exercise its jurisdiction within the one-half-mile boundary of those city limits besides taxation. And then it also stops the city from being able to exercise any urban renewal projects within 5 miles of the city and basically being able to stop a subdivision or a land plat within 1 mile of that city limits. And then you'll also see there's a certified mail requirement if you're going to get annexed by the city and you live in the county. And my good vice chair will explain why the bill's needed.
Thank you, members. One of the important aspects, you'll notice that we just recently passed another piece of legislation that has to do with municipal jurisdiction and kind of bringing that into scope. This piece of legislation is important on two fronts. A, it's a good bill, but B, we need to have both methods moving forward at the same time so that we can bring the counties and the municipalities together at the table and actually get something done in this regard where there's been a lot of issues that have come up. While it's odd to see two bills that cover the same subject, there is a goal behind this, and this is why your interim committee did this, is for this purpose. So I would ask for your aye vote. Send this to committee, and we can work out the differences for you. Thank you.
Is there anyone to speak in opposition of the bill? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 13. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee. Excused. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. No. Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 2 no, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 13 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 25, introduced by Minerals, Business, and Economic Development.
First reading of the bill.
Limited and Small Mines Amendments 2, sponsored by Minerals, Business, and Economic Development.
Representative Lindholm.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, and I move House Bill 25 for your favorable introduction vote. Several of you might have heard about this piece of legislation from several other individuals. So there is some controversy here. There is some aspects that need to be worked on. But the important aspect of this whole situation is that half this bill has already been accomplished. As soon as it was passed through the committee as a committee bill, one thing that we immediately saw was the organization that handles these environmental issues went ahead and said, yeah, all of a sudden we can do the air quality aspect. So it is extremely important that we match our environmental regulation to our environmental risk. And when we're talking about small mines, we're talking about making big rocks into little rocks. We're talking about gravel pits here. We're not talking about digging up something that's inherently dangerous or anything like that. So based on this premise, we've got an amendment to help quell some of these fears and issues in committee. Would really like the opportunity to keep working this legislation. It is important. As of right now, a state to the direct east of my district does this in 5 days. In the state of Wyoming, a small mine permit takes 160 days plus. That's where your gravel pits are going. That's where your fuel tax is going. That's where all of these jobs are going. So based on that premise alone, let's at least keep the conversation going and send me to committee, please.
Anyone to speak opposing the bill? Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would just ask my friend, the one who walks with the clouds. I was in committee, and I voted against this. So my question is, how would you address the concerns of those folks who feel that this impacts the appeal process and bypasses a lot of the good things that happen in the agency that handles this?
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would urge a no vote on this, and for one simple reason. We've got a situation here in which we have nobody behind this bill whatsoever. We have no business owners across this state that feel like this is a good situation. And when you have one business that has had an issue like this and they bring an issue forward, we don't want to create a carve-out issue for something like this. And that's exactly what this bill is doing. You've received multiple emails, just as I have. This is not good legislation. This is not a good piece. This is exempting one very small portion of our business sectors, and we need to make sure that we're not doing exclusions for these types of issues when we have one problem pop up. This is going to affect a lot more than just one issue. Thank you.
Representative Lone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is, do you see this potentially causing problems with private property values when mines like this are opened in the middle of housing districts? Thank you.
Anyone else to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Representative Lindholm, your 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. First thing off the bat, it is an absolute farce that there are no businesses behind this, because it was industry that brought me this legislation. So there are issues there. In regards to the housing projects, in regards to some of the appeal processes, that's the amendment that I worked on when interim ended, and I've got that amendment ready. Let's go to committee. Let's keep working legislation. Let's not hide from this. Let's actually get legislation done here.
The chief clerk.
Any time left?
No, Mr. Majority Florida. Sorry. The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 25. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
No.
Brown.
Conflict.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem. No. Connolly.
No.
Court.
No.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
No. Laux.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire.
No.
No. Madden.
No.
No. Miller.
Aye.
Aye. Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Northrup.
No.
No. Obermuller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson.
No.
No. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
No. Piperinen.
No.
No. Pawnell.
No.
No. Salazar.
Aye.
Aye. Schwartz.
No.
No. Simpson.
No.
No. Summers.
Aye.
Aye. Steinmetz.
Aye.
Aye. Stiff.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
No.
No. Wilson.
Aye.
Aye. Winters.
Aye.
Aye. Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Speaker.
No.
No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Blackburn. Aye. To no. Larson Dan. Aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 28 aye, 30 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive...
One conflict.
Sorry. Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 25 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 92. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 92, introduced by Representative Hunt.
First reading of the bill.
Beef checkoff penalty, repeal, sponsored by Representative Hunt.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman
Speaker.
Hunt,
I would move House Bill 92 and ask for its favorable consideration. Folks, this is simply nothing more than repealing an antiquated and no longer needed penalty in our statutes. And so the deal behind this is that we have the beef checkoff, okay? And so that's a $1 per head checkoff system. So every time a rancher sells their cattle through a sale bond or through any transaction, they have to pay a $1 per head checkoff that goes into the checkoff program. That, this day and age, is run at a federal level, at a national level. And so, as is even mentioned in the fiscal note on the back page of this, the repeal of this penalty has no fiscal impact because it's not been needed and has not been utilized since 1986. So for more than 30 years now, this has effectively been dead. This just cleans a little bit of language out of our statute books. And I would ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Is there anyone to speak in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, Chairman Hunt, do you want your 30 seconds? Thank you. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 92, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Bightman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
No.
No. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Carew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
No.
No. Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
No.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stiff.
Aye.
Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes?
Closing vote, Brown, aye to no. Further changes, Crank, aye to no. Further changes, closing vote. The vote is closed, 48 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 92 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 162.
House Bill 162, introduced by Representative Walters.
First reading of the bill.
Penitentiary Savings Fund Amendment, sponsored by Representative Walters.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, the best way to explain this is a modification to what we did last year, and it lowers the amount of money we'll contribute to this account each year, and it extends the length of the account. And really, the best way to look at it's on page 5 in section 2 in the findings. It says we're going to save this money for 20 years, and we expect the department to take care of the facility to get at least 20 years of life out of it. This does not allocate the money. This does not say in 20 years they can start breaking ground. This does none of that. This simply says we as a state recognize that in 20-plus years from now, we're going to need to replace the facility, and we're going to start saving for it now so that when that time arises, future legislatures have the money available to take care of the needs for the state of Wyoming. And so that's the quick and simple explanation. This is something that was started a year ago, and this is just this bill simply amends it.
Representative, would you please move the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With that, I would move House Bill number 162 and ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you. Chairman Zwanasser, do you wish to speak in opposition? Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Give me just a second. Let me fix the mic.
Time.
I'll just hold it. Well, let me just say we had this conversation last year, and I tried to stop this bill and said it was not well thought out and premature and a kind of bad idea, and here we are back fixing it. But now, from what I understand, you're committing us to 2034 and all future legislators for the next 16 years. I guess I'd like a little more discussion and some rationale, and if we're planning on doing something different with the SIPA account, then I was aware of, or I've been told, is our SIPA account going to last this long, and this is how we're going to budget for the next 18 years, and we're committing to this? Just give me some more reason why, please.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought our need for a new penitentiary or some major repairs to the current one were urgent. Why are we lowering the amount of money to be set aside and pushing the time limit out so far?
Anyone else to speak in opposition? Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. And I want to go straight to page 3 with the $10 million. We're setting up a new tranche, folks, and this is something where we can actually save money by doing alternatives to incarceration for a fraction of this cost.
Anyone else to speak in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, what this does is reduce how much we're putting away. Right now it's $40 million. So we're taking that down to 10 because we just spent $12 million in order to preserve the current one for at least 15 more years. So we're saving money with this thing, not spending more money. And so welcome to debate it when we get through this point.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 162, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
No.
No. Bovee.
No.
No. Brown.
No.
No. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
No.
No. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
No.
Halverson.
No.
No. Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Aye. Swartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 45 aye, 14 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 162 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 154. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 154, introduced by Management Council.
First reading of the bill.
Build Wyoming Loan Program, sponsored by Management Council.
Speaker Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 154 for introduction and encourage your favorable consideration. Members, this is a bill that we've had several programs over our history that have done this, and this really actualizes what we did last year in this session, where we moved the public purpose investment from cap from $500,000 to $1 billion in the Permanent Mill Trust Fund. It's in Article 15, Section 19, the Permanent Mill Trust Fund. Says a lot of things, but it talks about the 1.5% of all severance, which is about 25% oil and gas. Severance will be permanently deposited in this fund, but then it goes on to say that the legislature may also specify by law conditions and terms under which monies of the fund can be loaned to political subdivisions of the state. And it's really about, instead of investing our money in a long-term portfolio that includes cash, bonds, fixed interest, as well as what we think of equities, right? Because our cash and some of our bond stuff is frankly underwater right now, right? And if anybody that follow, equities are doing great. But this is a really a way to invest in Main Street, Wyoming, what I say, and not Wall Street. And we've done it before with different programs. We've done it with the small farm loan program, those kind of things. So here's really where you're at. You're going to take, this bill has $500 million, $250 for roads and streets in our cities and towns, and it's all divided between small and large, so a large city can't come up in and gobble all the money up in one spot. And then $250 million for infrastructure projects in our communities. And these are all loans. They're paid back. But the idea is not that they're necessarily moneymakers for the Permanent Mill Trust Fund. The money-making part is really investing, getting out ahead of inflation, getting these projects done, putting people to work, and building really a better Wyoming. And so that's really what our framers of the Permanent Mill Trust Fund thought at one time, that this would be big enough to invest in ourselves. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you. Representative Clem, 2 minutes rebuttal.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, and I do have a question in particular in regards to the interest on this, and I understand that we're this isn't about making money. This is about helping small town Wyoming. But my concern is this money would build investments in the market, and I'm concerned about the interest rate. It is so low, and is it going to produce the same kind of income guarantee that it would staying in the permanent fund? I guess that's number one. And then number two, in listening to our good management council who is bringing this bill, it really sounds like there is no give at all to amending that interest rate, which really concerns me. Because if there's no give when it comes to that interest rate, I'm a no vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. There's a lot not to like about this bill. This bill results in $500 million taken off the investment table and will require us to lower the spending policy amount from the permanent mineral trust fund. In addition to this, the interest rate is as little as 0.1%, has already been talked about. This violates our intergenerational obligation to inflation-proof the corpus. Even more troublesome is the move will violate our obligation to make the corpus inviolate as a constitutional requirement. It also forces us to abandon our fiduciary responsibility of investment in the prudent investor rule. And if a loan like a program like this is necessary, why not appropriate the money like we appropriate money for anything else? So I really would ask you to consider other alternatives, such as guaranteeing loans to local governments. But please don't vote to kill the goose that laid the golden egg, which is what this bill will do. The opportunity lost is literally in the millions.
Mr. Speaker, 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, first response, will it provide the return? Obviously, we're underwater on several of our. We have some of our fund invested in Malaysian mortgages and bond mutual funds that are losing dollars today. These are all going to guarantee a small portion back. But the idea is not about making money for the fund. The idea is about not losing the opportunities in our communities. And so this business about an inviolate fund, I think read the Constitution. We've done this for over 30 years on different programs. And so I appreciate your support.
Time. The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 154, Allen. Aye. Barlow. No. Biteman. Aye. Aye. Blackburn. No. Blake. No. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. No. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. No. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. No. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Excused. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. No. Halverson. No. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. No. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. No. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. No. Lone. No. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. No. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. No. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. No. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. No. Stith. Stith. No. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Gray, aye to no. Blake, no to aye. Salazar, aye to no. Further changes? Biteman, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. Winters, no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 39 aye, 20 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 154 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 173. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 173, introduced by Representative Stith.
First, First reading of the bill.
District Court Filing Fees, sponsored by Representative Stith.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Representative Stith.
I move the introduction of House Bill 173 and ask for its favorable consideration. This bill would increase district court filing fees by $25 for a civil filing fee at the window. The current fee is $85. This would raise it to $110. Under the current system of the $85, the district court clerk gets to keep $50, and that $50 that the district court clerk gets to keep for operations was established in the year 2000. If you put $50 into your inflation price calculator, $50 in 2000 today is worth $73.42. So if you adopt, if you vote yes on introduction for House Bill 173, the effect is to just keep the district court clerk filing fee about even with where inflation is. Thank you very much.
Anyone to speak in opposition to this bill? Okay. Anyone? Representative, do you need your 30-second rebuttal? Oh. Sorry, Representative Dayton.
There we go. Just a question. If you could tell me, I was under the impression that the new projected date for e-filing in the court system is in 2019. And if that's so, would we really need this bill at this time?
Thank you.
Anyone else to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Stith.
The representatives from House District 17, thank you very much for your comment. Currently, of the filing fee, $25 of the $85 that's paid is set aside as a court automation fee, and that $25 of the $85 is what's set aside for, among other things, the electronic filing system that the Supreme Court is adopting. It's unaffected by this.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 173, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
No.
Gray.
No.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Aye. Kirkbride.
No.
No. Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Aye. Lindholm.
Aye.
Aye. Lone.
No.
No. Laux.
No.
No. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Madden.
Aye.
Aye. Miller.
No.
No. Nicholas.
No.
No. Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
No.
No. Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
No. Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
No.
No. Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
No. Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Biteman, aye to no. Kirkbride, no to aye. Garou, no to aye. Further changes? Barlow, no to aye. Larson Dan, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 39 aye, 20 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 173 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 165. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 165, introduced by Representative Freeman.
First reading of the bill.
College entrance exam, written component, sponsored by Representative Freeman.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. I move House Bill 165 and ask for your considerable consideration. Each spring, every junior in the state of Wyoming takes a college prep exam. This year, students will take a written exam. Taking this written exam does them no good. It is not used to get them into college, nor does it provide diagnostic information to help a student do better in writing. We have a new test that is being rolled out this year, and that will measure for writing for accountability, I think, third through the ninth grade. We tried to get rid of the written portion of this college prep exam, and somewhere there was a glitch to where that it remained in the statute. If you look at the bill, this is a one-word change. It just deletes writing, and by doing that, it saves $100,000. It probably adds a week to the English curriculum in high schools, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone to speak in opposition to the bill? Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, President Pro Tem. Just checking. It's a technical question, actually. Is this going to reduce the testing requirements?
Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Another question. How would this affect students that are trying to get into another college and their requirements? If we remove this from ours, how does it affect what other colleges, other states is what I'm saying, would require?
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I oppose this bill. I opposed it the last time it came up. I don't know what the glitch was, but I'm happy we had it. Our kids, their skills all across the spectrum are diminishing, and especially writing. I'm going to take some heat from my teachers back home because they don't like teaching the writing, but I grew up with writing as a valued skill, and I think we need to continue to pass that along. Vote no on the bill.
Anyone else to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Freeman, 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As far as I know, that the writing component is not being used by any regional college for enrollment. Basically, we're reducing testing. And I've been in this body. This is my eighth session, and I always err on the side of reduced. As for the idea that we're not putting any more emphasis on the on writing, that I don't think is true. The exam is very suspect on whether or not that it measures the progress of people. It's not set up for that kind of evaluation.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 165. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman. No. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank. No. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer excused. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. No. Halverson. No. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. No. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. No. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. No. McGuire. No. Madden. Madden. No. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. Aye. Ponell. No. Salazar. No. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. No. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. No. Stith. No. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. No. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Gray. Aye. To no. Larson Lloyd. No. To aye. Sweeney. No. To aye. Burkhart. No. To aye. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 37 aye, yes. 22 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 165 has failed introduction. Mr. Speaker.
Speaker pro tem, privilege of the floor, please.
Please.
Thank you. Members in the gallery, we have some folks from Casper and Natrona County. You know number one on your license plates. Number one in your heart. Go ahead, stand up. Now, we have some doctors from the University of Wyoming Family Practice, Dr. Beth Robitaille, who heads up that center, Dr. Katrina Quick, Dr. Boyd Tamahana, and Dr. Adam Hoops. Welcome to the House. And then, members, To our left back in the gallery are some more fifth graders from Fort Casper Academy. That's a school in my district, the Chargers, a public back-to-basic school, and their fifth grade teacher, Miss Joni Bunce. So welcome to the House, Chargers.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 163. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 163, introduced by Chairman Nicholas.
First reading of the bill.
Physician Non-Compete Clause, sponsored by Chairman Nicholas.
Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you. I would move the House Bill 163 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem that has been trickling up and getting worse kind of over the years. Here's kind of what the issue is. We've got, for example, we spend $1.4 million for every WAMI student that we put through medical school. They come back and they have to practice. They have to practice for 3 years. And so when they come back, there are certain physician groups that hires them back and basically it kind of puts them into the slave market where they're working their tails off, but then they require a non-compete clause for them to sign. So when they're done working for 3 years, they have no place to go because if they can't leave that practice, they can't become partners or they get kicked out, but then they can't continue to practice law or practice medicine in that small community. So, and because of the nature of Wyoming, If you come and you live in Sundance for 3 years or some other certain town, and all of a sudden you can't compete with the practice that you were in, you leave the state of Wyoming. And I can tell you that the law practice, there is no such thing as non-compete. It's considered to be unethical. The AMA says it's unethical to have non-competes. If you look at the Stark Laws, they strongly discourage these non-compete components of it. But what we're doing is we're chasing young, new doctors out of the state with these non-compete clauses when they come in. And it's routine practice. It happens all over the state of Wyoming. And frankly, we have the right to practice our trade or our profession across the state of Wyoming. We shouldn't be roped into these non-compete clauses, particularly the physicians that are so hard to get here, who we just spent $1.5 million over the course of training through the RAMI project to have them walk away because they can no longer compete in their community. And you have the right to any doctor that's been treating you for 3 years, and suddenly, because of these non-compete clauses, those doctors have to leave the community. So I welcome more subject and discussion on this subject, but it's important, and I think it's a constitutional thing. I think it's a right to a doctor. It's a right to practice your trade. So.
Time. Anyone to speak in opposition to the bill? Representative Hallinan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I think that a lot of the comments that my colleague from Cheyenne made are accurate. However, I don't believe that these non-compete clauses are enforceable in the courts at the present time. I was in a case where we had a physician who was in our practice that we had a non-compete clause with, and that was only enforced in terms of the damages that were done to our practice by setting up another practice in the community. So I don't believe that it is an enforceable provision in our courts here in the state of Wyoming. And that's why I would doubt whether this bill is even needed. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. So my question is what about all the other professions out there and all the other businesses and everything else? If we're talking about, when the good presenter said this is a constitutional issue, well, wouldn't the Constitution apply to all professions and all businesses? And we're actually doing something that I would argue is things that are already in place. So how do we nullify a contract that's already in place? Future contracts I can understand, but this is talking about contracts in place as well, and a very limited one number of that. Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Chairman Nicholas, your 30-second reply.
Thank you. And frankly, I don't think either one of those comments are in opposition to this bill. They are both of those comments were spoke in favor of the bill. But I can tell you, in Wyoming, these are enforced, because I'm aware of those cases happening. And by the way, there's language in this that protects physicians for damages. So this still allows damages. It just doesn't allow the non-compete component of it. And that's kind of a fair compromise just to make it reasonable. So please support the bill.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
House Bill 163, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird. Bird. Clausen.
Aye.
Clam.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan. No. Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Aye. Pipirinen.
Aye.
Aye. Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. Aye. Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill number 163 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, please, no proper names on the floor during debate. It's just consideration, and it keeps us working in a very nice and comfortable manner. So just a reminder to the body. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 31. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 31, introduced by Representative Henderson.
First reading of the bill.
Hathaway Scholarship Application Deadline Extension, sponsored by Representative Henderson.
Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Members, you'll recall this bill from the last session. It was passed through the Education Committee and timed out on the general file. But frankly, the main purpose of this bill, my friends, is to give our young people a tad bit more time to find their path in life and to make sure that they have a more of an opportunity to know what they really want to study. What this does, and it changes the deadline from 2 years, which it currently is, and extends it a bit more to 4 years. And this, I think, will give a more of an opportunity. So the idea came from a constituent who was out of state going to school, and she wanted to return home, but she wasn't able to because of the circumstances and the deadline of 2 years. Had she had the 4 years, well, then she could have come back. This will also help our veterans and people who go in the military and other folks who go on various activities and missions and so forth for 2 years. You know, there's a number of young people who want to go get, like, say, an HVAC certification, so they have a way to have a means of a job when they do go to school to help supplement their income and so on. So I would like to move the bill, House Bill 31, and ask for your favorable consideration on introduction.
Okay, thank you. Anyone opposed? Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not necessarily opposed. Just a question on the fiscal note. Have you had any more response on that? And do you have any estimation of what that fiscal impact would be? Thank you.
Anyone else? Any opposition? Okay, your 30-second reply, Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That's a very good question, and the answer is yes and no. Buried in the bottom of our recent, required reports was a report on the Hathaway. And if you work through that, there are some numbers that will address the bulk of your question. Obviously, I can't speak for the students who would want to take advantage of the Hathaway, but we've had about, I'm going to say, approximately 5,000 since it started. And, I think we spend our money better if you're talking fiscal value, if the students know for sure what they want to study, rather than going and study what maybe they don't have information on and so on. But I'd encourage your favorable consideration.
Sounds somewhat like Jeopardy. Okay, thank you. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 31, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone. No. Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermüller.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Ponell.
No.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stiff.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Gray. Aye. To no. Jennings. Aye. To no. Ayer. Aye. To no. Haley. Allen. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 43 aye, 16 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 31 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. Chief Clerk, I'd like to change the assignment of House Bill 163 from Committee Number 7 to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 158. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 158, introduced by Representative Connolly. Governmental Immunity Waiver for Healthcare Facilities, sponsored by Representative Connolly.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the introduction of House Bill 158 and ask for your favorable consideration. Friends, this is an old friend that passed out of here, I think 57-3 last year and 60-0 the year before. It dies or doesn't get hurt on the other side, and I promise you that I will make it get done this year. What this bill does is we have a whistleblower provision in our healthcare statutes that says, and I'll paraphrase just a little bit, that healthcare facilities shall not harass, threaten, discipline, or discriminate against any resident, patient, or employee for reporting a violation of any state or federal law or rule or regulation. Any employee found to have knowingly made a false report to the division shall be subject to disciplinary action, including dismissal. So this is called the whistleblower protection. Several years ago, I received a call from a constituent who worked in a local nursing facility and reported fraud in billing practices. After he filed a complaint, he was fired. Now, I think we would all agree that we want our healthcare employees to make these types of reports of fraud or abuse. In fact, we're doing everything we can to have our state agencies and facilities run the tightest ships possible. But after this employee was fired, he hired an attorney, but nothing could be done. He couldn't have his day in court. While the whistleblower statute exists, that's not enough. There also needs to be a corresponding exception in our Governmental Immunity Claims Act, and that required exemption does not currently exist. Thus, the whistleblower statute is unenforceable. So what this bill does is simply add that exception to our governmental claims statute. It follows the form of all the other exemptions, such as for medical facilities, public utilities, airports, et cetera. Without this exception, it's as if the whistleblower statute didn't exist. Understand that nothing in this bill dictates the disposition of the case. All it does is allow for the whistleblower to have his day in court. So I ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone opposed to this bill? Anyone opposed? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 158. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray. Gray. Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson. Aye. Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Gray. Excuse me. McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Larson Lloyd, no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill 158 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 58. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 58, introduced by Representative Haley.
First reading of the bill.
Game Animal Licenses Limitations, sponsored by Representative Haley.
Representative Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 58 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that we had last year that dealt with mountain goats. This bill gives the department that manages the game the ability to determine which hunt areas will be designated for once-in-a-lifetime license for mountain goats and grizzly bears, and it allows the department to issue licenses to hunters, which is a preferable deal tool to help manage these two species. The bill will actually eliminate limitations, unlike the working title says. This is important for mountain goats because they pose a threat to the resident bighorn sheep herds currently occupying the habitat on the backside of the Grand Mountains, both from a disease transmission standpoint, and they also outcompete the bighorns for forage space and cover. This is important for grizzly bear management because it will give the department the ability to limit hunters' harvest bears when they show up in unwanted places outside the established core areas that are protected. This will be a rarely used option.
And, Mr. Speaker, here's what's going on. The clock is ticking. We're running out. And there's a genetically and geographically isolated band of mountain sheep in the far western part of the state where the mountains are grand. And we've lost, in 1 year since we didn't pass this, we've lost half that herd. We cannot put other sheep in there to supplant that because the other bighorn sheep from other herds have an immunity to diseases that these genetically and geographically isolated bighorn sheep don't have, and the goats are killing them because the goats are encroaching, and this is a wildlife management tool that will be used very specifically. If we don't do it, the Park Service is going to send sharpshooters out there. We don't want to go there. Let's let the hunters do it. I urge your support. Thank you.
Okay, anyone opposed to the bill? Representative Swanitzer.
Just a question, Mr. Speaker. Because historically in this body, as long as I've been here, we haven't allowed very many opportunities for game and fish to do things through rules that we as a body don't specifically dictate in statute. And so I know it's a really good reason, but has there been, I guess I'd like your response to allowing the commission to do this instead of why didn't we bring a bill that specifically allows it? You're going to put in statute that it's now in rules and regs of the commission instead of under the authority of us. I just want to know why we took that tactic instead of specifically saying legislatively we're going to do it and giving some more flexibility and opportunities to the commission to set their own rules in this regard.
Anyone else opposed to the bill? Seeing none, 30-second reply.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that's what this does. And this is I don't know how to make this more clear. This is a limited tool that the commission and the department can use They can't, they're not allowed to use it now because of the statutes that we have in place. So maybe I'm not really answering your question, but we're trying to achieve the same goal, which is to help our wildlife. And we need help, and this will do it. So I just urge your support, please.
Okay, thank you. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 58, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone. No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Walters, aye to no. Crank, no to aye. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 58 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 159. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 159, introduced by Representative Guru.
First reading of the bill.
Child Labor Penalties, sponsored by Representative Guru.
Representative Guru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 159 and ask for its favorable consideration. Members of the 64th, this is a regulation cleanup bill. It relieves some inconsistencies in our child labor laws. If you like smaller government, if you like less regulation, this is the bill for you. I stand for questions.
Anyone in opposition? Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just calling your attention to page 1, the bottom in line 16. We are deleting "and upon conviction thereof," and so I just wonder why we're doing that, why we wouldn't need a conviction in order to, if you could clarify that for me, I'd sure appreciate it.
Anyone else oppose the bill? Or okay, 30-second, I think we're, 30-second wrap-up. Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, in answer to the question, like I say, it just cleans up inconsistencies in the bill and makes it standard across the board, so it doesn't make any other changes.
Okay. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux. Aye.
Gray.
Aye. Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson. Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
No. Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
No.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Larson Dan.
Aye.
To no. Edwards.
Aye.
To no. Gray.
Aye.
To no. Biteman.
Aye.
To no. Hallinan.
Northrup.
No to aye. Piperinen.
Aye
to no. Further changes. Further changes. Closing vote. The vote is closed. 43 aye, 16 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 159 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112. Reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 112, introduced by Representative Hallinan.
First reading of the bill.
Municipal Courts Maximum Probation Period, sponsored by Representative Hallinan.
Representative Hallinan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 112 and ask for your favorable consideration. The following were within the power of a district judge who actually set these things in place for a person who had a DWI times two in the last 10 years. Number one, the person was under essential house arrest with permission only to leave. Number two, can't go out to a restaurant where alcohol is served. Number three, $100 a month for the use of a machine that must be used twice per day to prove no alcohol has been used. Number four, an intoxilock for driving in a car for 1 year, but that was by the DOT's rules. Number five, 3 years probation three years probation when there is, that's the same as for three times drunk driving arrests and convictions. I believe this is better to be a 1 year probation. The person has not been drinking and may have been helped for 1 year, but restrictions for 3 years is unnecessary. And I believe is extreme. I believe these rules that can be in place for 3 years constitute an extreme form of punishment. And they should be withdrawn and reduced down to 1 year. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I will stand for any questions.
Okay. Is anyone in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 112, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Aye. Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye.
Aye. Connolly.
Aye.
Aye. Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Aye. Dayton.
Aye.
Aye. Edwards.
Aye.
Aye. Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew. Aye. Gray.
Aye.
Greer excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller. Obermuller. Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell. Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
No.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 54 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 112 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Members, we're going to move the next bill on your list, House Bill 150, to the bottom of this second page. So it'll be underneath House Bill 103. So the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 155. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 155, introduced by Representative Barlow.
First reading of the bill.
Consolidated Prevention Services, sponsored by Representative Barlow.
Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 155 and ask for your favorable introductory vote. Ladies and gentlemen, in my tenure in the legislature, myself and some of my good colleagues have gone back and forth about how prevention is provided in this state. Not just about how it's funded, but how it's actually done in our communities. And 5 or 6 years ago, we were a community-based program, and then we went to a kind of an umbrella statewide program. What I'm trying to do with this bill is give us a chance to actually do something and keep it in place for a couple years and examine how it works. So what this bill does is it sets us a framework for alcohol, tobacco, and controlled substances and suicide prevention. That's the consolidation. Currently, what's going on is we have one entity doing a couple things and a different department doing a couple things and someone else maybe doing nothing. So we need to bring these things together because the folks on, and what this further does is it takes the money out of the hands of the centralized government, if you will, and puts it in our communities. It does that through going through the boards of county commissioners, and they work in conjunction with prevention councils. Prevention councils, of course, are those folks in our communities doing the work, the partnerships with private and public partners doing work to prevent these things, the negative effects of these issues. This bill goes further. It asks for $2 million for suicide prevention. Ladies and gentlemen, the state of Wyoming now is investing almost $0 general funds in suicide prevention. The money that's being spent in all prevention services in the state of Wyoming, alcohol, tobacco, and other substances, is almost all federal dollars. So this is asking for the state of Wyoming to put some money towards suicide prevention. The third thing this bill does is it's a two-year bill, folks. We're going to take a look at this. We're going to see how it works. At the legislature's behest, we're going to review it and see where we are. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration about taking those prevention services to our communities, let our communities do the work, and we'll review and improve it as we go, instead of the year-to-year yo-yo we've been going through for my 5 years in this body. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone opposed to this bill? Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Technical question. So I'd like to understand how this is going to be paid for. Is this just $2 million that is going to be replaced dollar for dollar by appropriations, and then basically that means it's coming out of LISRA? Or is it paid for out of reductions in other areas in the Department of Health budget? How is this being paid for?
Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question I would have is there a way we can just leverage the federal dollars that are put towards this instead of taking $2 million out of the state coffers?
Okay, any other opposition? Questions? Okay, seeing none, 30-second reply, Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the question about the dollars, absolutely, these are real dollars coming out of somewhere in our budget system. Now, I would respectfully say that if we prevent addiction, that may prevent incarceration. That may prevent more considerable things, as in treatment. So preventing these things, I think, actually is probably better dollars spent than treatment on the other end, or loss of life. The second thing I'd say is the program, the leverage of dollars. Yes, we can leverage both private and public dollars, but we got to have dollars, state dollars, in the fund to do it. So please support.
Okay, thank you. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 155, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Aye. Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 155 has been introduced and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 3. Reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 3, introduced by Representative Paxton.
First reading of the bill.
County Clerk Map Recording Fees, Conforming Amendment, sponsored by Representative Paxton.
Representative Paxton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill Number 3 for introduction and ask for your favorable vote. This may be the easiest vote that you'll see all session to vote aye for. It's brought to us by the county clerks, and last year we passed our county clerk bill to increase the fees. This bill just cleans up that portion of it that deals with corners. And the bill last year raised the fee from $1 to $5 per corner, and somehow it did not get reflected in the entire bill. And so this bill just corrects that issue.
Is there anyone any opposition to the bill? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 3, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone. No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 3 has been introduced and assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, Political Subdivisions. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 55, introduced by Representative Clem.
First reading of the bill.
Property offenses. Sponsored by Representative Clem.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 55 and would ask the body for its favorable introduction vote. Members, this is actually a bill that was passed 2 years ago out of this body. It's the work of actually our good Judiciary Committee. It was an interim bill. Made introductory vote unanimously here, passed this body 55-5, and then went over to the other side and never saw the light of day. And so I stumbled across this. I remember seeing this and thought it was worth bringing back again. Simply, members, what this does is it relates to property offenses and what constitutes a felony based on a financial amount. For instance, many of these that you'll see here, whether it's destruction of property or theft or getting property off of false pretenses, the baseline for a felony is $1,000. So what this simply does is it moves that baseline higher. So it goes from $1,000 to $2,500. What the bill will simply do is it will create more misdemeanors and less felonies, which is good for our judicial system. So with that, I would ask for your favorable introduction vote. Thank you.
Anyone opposed to this bill? Seeing none. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 55. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Carew.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Pelkey.
Aye. Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 55 has been introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 123. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 123, introduced by Representative Gray.
First reading of the bill.
Coal Export Terminal Litigation, sponsored by Representative Gray.
Representative Gray.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 123 and ask for your favorable consideration.
This bill is real economic development and support to the coal industry. It's not just talk. It's a chance here for us to walk the walk. What this does is it sets out a procedure for us to study and potentially carry out a constitutional challenge to the state of Washington's unconstitutional decision to deny coal export terminals. Will be initiated by either a majority of the state legislature or the management council. To give some idea of the expected value of this, one of my favorite concepts on whether to make a decision that makes economic sense, just this Millennium Coal Export Terminal would increase export capacity 40% in our country, and that demand's going to be met. All the experts are saying that. If you extrapolate that to coal exports from Wyoming, that would be about 15% increase in total coal production. The total taxable value for coal produced in Wyoming in 2016 was $2.9 billion, so you increase that 15%. It's an additional $437 million per year. That's lots of jobs, thousands of jobs. Revenues to the state of Wyoming from coal were $270 million in 2016. If that was to increase 15%, that would mean $40.5 million per year. You extrapolate that to a 10-year period, that's about $405 million. Really, it should be out to perpetuity, but I just did it for a 10-year period. That's 0.6% of the $250,000 being set aside in this bill if we vote to initiate it. And we're just going to study it. So the bottom line is that from an expected value perspective, if there's less than a 0.6% chance of us winning, then you do this. And I can tell you there is more than a 0.6% chance of us winning this case. This is why the Interstate Commerce Clause was written into the Constitution. Over time, that clause has been used to increase the size and scope of government, but this is the reason why the founders wrote it in. Interior states were being blocked by exterior states from being able to export their goods.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone opposed to this bill? Chairman Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's just talk some economic sense. If it was really that great of a deal, I'm sure private industry would already be suing the state. But those of us who were here, 2 years ago, we had a lot of talks about advertising campaigns, and you'll remember that we have specifically donated or designated a large portion of our current 2018 marketing campaign to the state of Washington. I even looked it up. Right now, it's $380,000 specifically to the greater West Coast of Washington's market that we're basically paying them to have, you know, visit Wyoming, have good relations with us, come tour our state, trying to do some good relations. And so this bill seems to be kind of negating that $380,000 we're currently spending to build positive relations and saying we're going to sue you for not taking our coal. So if it was really that great of an economic deal, private industry would be suing, or we'd be routing it through our neighbors to the north or any number of other things. I just don't think we're there yet where we want any litigation.
Okay, we have one more minute left. Anyone else? Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just curious, the Commerce Clause, where did that idea come from?
Okay. Anyone opposed to the bill? Okay, and let's don't use proper names of any companies or those kind of things, please. Okay, folks, I don't see any opposition. So, Chair, Representative Gray, 30-second wrap-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, that $380,000 might be a good pay for this. That's a good potential amendment as we move it through the process. Let's introduce this. Please, a yes vote. Please introduce the bill. And let's walk the walk in supporting our coal industry, supporting our state, real economic development, real jobs.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 123, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
No. Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride? Kirkbride? No. Larson Lloyd? No. Larson Dan? Aye. Lindholm?
Aye.
Lone?
Aye.
Laux?
Aye.
McGuire?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Northrup? No. Obermueller? No. Olson?
Aye.
Paxton?
Aye.
Pelkey? No. Pipirinen?
Aye.
Ponell?
Aye.
Salazar? Salazar? Aye. Schwartz? No. Simpson?
Aye.
Summers? No. Steinmetz?
Aye.
Stith?
Aye.
Sweeney? No. Walters? No. Wilson? No. Winters?
Aye.
Zawanitzer? No. Mr. Speaker?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 39 aye, 20 no, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 123 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 168. Reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill 168, introduced by Representative Salazar.
First reading of the bill.
Stand Your Ground 2, sponsored by Representative Salazar.
Representative Salazar.
Apologize. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 168 and ask for your favorable consideration. Honorable members, this is Stand Your Ground. It is a very simple bill. It's less than 7 full pages. And simply what it is the Castle Doctrine. No duty to retreat. The Castle Doctrine, as you know, is that you do not have to retreat in your home. This bill simply expands it so that any where you are legally allowed to be, that Castle Doctrine comes with you. You do not have to retreat if you are in fear of your very life, the life of yourself, your family members. This bill is needed in the state of Wyoming because we are the only state in the entire West that doesn't have it. The other fundamental point about this bill is it provides civil and criminal immunity from liability. It's a very simple bill, and I ask you to take a look at the bill. It has over 40 co-sponsors. It has bipartisan support from all spectrums of the political sphere. It's supported by almost every major Second Amendment organization. It's supported by the vast majority of the citizens of Wyoming, I believe. And finally, let me simply say this. Good policy is good politics. This is good policy. And I thank many of you who are co-signing on this bill. It's simple, concise, and popular. And with that, I'll take any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone opposed to the bill? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
House Bill 168, Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Aye. Biteman.
Aye.
Aye. Blackburn.
Aye.
Aye. Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Aye. Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Aye. Clem.
Aye. Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Aye. Crank.
Aye.
Aye. Dayton. No. Edwards.
Aye.
Aye. Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner. No. Freeman. No. Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer. Excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermueller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Pelkey.
No.
No. Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Flitner. A no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 51 aye, 8 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 168 has been introduced as assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. This will be the last bill before our lunch break. Our next bill is House Bill 10. The reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Joint Resolution 10, introduced by Representative Larson Dan.
First reading of the bill.
Convention for Proposing Constitutional Amendments, sponsored by Representative Larson Dan.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I had meant to get this pulled, and so I guess that's what I want to do.
Okay, this bill will move to the bottom of the list. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to move to any committee announcements. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet immediately upon noon recess in H-37 to hear the following three bills: House Bill 101, Electronic Corporate Records; House Bill 126, Limited Liability Company Series; and House Bill 38, Election Offenses and Penalties.
Okay, Chairman Eklund.
Mr. Speaker, your Transportation Committee number 8 will meet upon adjournment today and work House Bill 36, House Bill 39, and House Joint Resolution 2.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet upon noon recess to discuss House Bill 93, Speeding Fine Amendments 2, House Bill 42, Justice Reform Graduated Sanctions, and House Bill 119, Genetic Information Privacy. Upon adjournment this evening, we'll continue with House Bill 117, Domestic Abuse, Adverse Landlord Actions and Phone Numbers, and House Bill 114, Expungement of Juvenile Records.
Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Joint Appropriations will meet shortly after here, as soon as we can grab some lunch, noon adjournment. We will hold House Bill 95, Public Works and Contracts; House Bill 100, State Emergency Response Commission Membership; House Bill 109, Public Employees Retirement Plan Contributions; House Bill 110, Wyoming Retirement Plans; House Bill 130, State Fair Endowment; and House Bill 138, the Wyo Lottery. And we will continue that probably on adjournment if we have to come back early here at 1:30. So.
Okay, any other announcements now? Chairman Bartle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, members. I know a lot of you have committee meetings, and that's important work. Those of you that don't, you know, we were invited to the WAMI to support our WAMI folks, our medical education folks, down at the depot. So I hope you can join us down there to support them and thank them for what they're doing and what they'll do in the future for our state. So WAMI luncheon today, noon, depot.
I think it's really an important function. If you're able to just look the person next to you and maybe carpool down there to the depot, I think it'd be that'd be a great thing. And I think there's a noon shuttle out here as well that runs every 15 minutes. So, okay, with that, Mr. Majority Floor, Representative Laux, Vice Chair Laux.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H-37. We'll go over two bills, HB-24, Investments of Public Funds, Fixed Interest Bearing Deposits, and HB-133, Display of National Motto.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand in recess until 1:30.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, say no. House is in recess until 1:30.